This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth. Join me as I explore the greatest indie rock with classic tracks, new releases, and my own Desert Island selection.
Welcome to episode 134 of A Sonic Youth. This week we're looking at new music from Slowpulp, Mdou Mokhtar, and the Jesus and Mary Chain. But first, that song at the top of the show is another awesome new single from Melbourne's Jess Locke. Locke's new record, Real Life, comes out on the 3rd of May. I played the first two singles she released from the album, Uncomfortably Happy and The Place, on episode 128 of the show. Now there's a third pre-release single, which opened the show, named Rocket to Ride, and I think it's the best yet. The first two singles were melodic, almost indie pop. This track has more rock and roll swagger. This goes well with the lyrics, which, to quote Locke, are about environmental destruction, wealth inequality, and space travel. I'm excited for the new album, Real Life, out May 3rd. Our next new release is another single by a poppy indie band that knows how to rock out. It's Chicago's Slowpulp. Slowpulp released a series of EPs from 2015 before releasing their first full-length, Movies, in 2020. Late last year they released Yard, the album that really got me into them and which received a lot of airtime on this show. Tracks from Yard like Slugs and Cramps were among my favourite songs released last year. In fact, the latter would be in my 5 favourite new indie songs I played last year on the show. Slowpulp are great,
because they provide an accessible modern indie rock sound. Lead singer Emily Massey has that dreamy, ethereal vocal sound you hear a lot in modern indie pop, but the band backs it up with plenty of shoegazy guitar noise on songs from Yard. That's exactly what Slowpulp is continuing to do on their excellent new single Hanging by a Moment. It's a cover of LA rock band Lifehouse, the track coming from their 2000 debut album No Name Face. Here's Slowpulp with Hanging by a Moment. I'm Oliver Gray, this is a Sonic Youth, and that was Slowpulp with a cover of Hanging by a Moment. Our next new single is another brilliant track from Mdou Mokhtar. They've now released three songs from their upcoming album Funeral for Justice, and they're all just awesome examples of guitar-forward Tuareg African Desert Blues. The latest is O France, and it's a fiery message aimed at France, colonizers of Mokhtar's home country of Niger. Here are some snippets of English translated lyrics. France's actions are frequently veiled in cruelty. We are better off without its turbulent relation. What about unity? We are not interested. What about love? We don't like that either. Youth around the world is thriving. Meanwhile, my people's fate remains uncertain. These politically charged lyrics, sung in Tamashek, are backed up by big guitar and the usual funky, catchy beat. It's just awesome. Here's Mdou Mokhtar with O France. O France.
Was Mdou Mokhtar with O France. Their new album Funeral for Justice Just Like Jess Locke's Real Life, is due out on the 3rd of May. For the remainder of today's show, I want to check out the Jesus and Mary Chain's new album Glasgow Eyes. Here's a favourite track, this is Girl 71. Was the Jesus and Mary Chain with Girl 71 from their new record Glasgow Eyes. For those still in the dark, the Jesus and Mary Chain, from East Kilbride in Scotland, and headed by brothers Jim and William Reid, are one of the bands most deserving of the title of shoegaze pioneers. By that I mean the extreme, loud side of the wide shoegaze and shoegaze-aligned genre pool. Their debut record, 1985's Psycho Candy, and especially its leading tracks Just Like Honey, My Little Underground, and Taste the Floor, are all essential alt-rock and indie listening. They released their sixth album Monkey in 1998, and wouldn't release new music again until 2017. Now they've followed up that 2017 record with their eighth album, Glasgow Eyes. Jim Reid said this album would be exactly what you'd expect from a Jesus and Mary Chain album. And, 40 years on, said their creative approach was the same as it was when they recorded the iconic Psycho Candy. That approach being, quote, just hit the studio and see what happens. They ended up having to record the album twice after an engineer lost the original series of recordings. And, well, it's not really like Psycho Candy. To me, a lot of it sounds overdone. Too much synth and other electronic experimenting, and not enough of what I think they do well. Manic, epic guitar noise. The three songs I'm playing on today's show are the only three I'd really go back to. The rest I find too slow, or too poppy, or too clashy sounding. Okay, one exception, 2nd of June is a very pleasant song. But those three aforementioned songs, well, they are great, and they're what I want from the Jesus and Mary Chain. Girl 71 is more of a straightforward rocker, something the record needed more of. The next song I want to play is pretty good musically, but what I really love is the lyrics.
I was born Bob Dylan, I grew up with Beatles, I got laid Sex Pistols, I got drunk on crystals. Here's the Eagles and the Beatles. The Jesus and Mary Chain with their new track The Eagles and the Beatles. One more song, and I can't pass up the opportunity to play by far my favourite track from the album, and I'd put this up with Taste the Floor as my favourite examples of what the Reed Brothers and their bandmates can do with guitars in hand and pedals under feet. Jam Cod was the first single from this album, and I love the guitar noise and effect. I mean, that dentist drill punch of distortion, that's epic. And Jim Reed's vocals, also great. The song's actually about the band's breakup in 1999, one night at the House of Blues. The Reed brothers' famous relationship had been strained for years, with the OD in the title making reference to the substance abuse issues and their contribution to the events. So to see us off, here's one more from the Jesus and Mary Chain. This is JAMCOD, or Jam God.
His organ grinder isn't grinding anymore, and I can't shake the feeling that I've seen this dream before. Getting up and then falling down, but it pops me to the door.
best notify the other brother. There's no place to go. Tears are what you want. Tears are what you've got.
Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. For more episodes, visit freefm.org.nz or search A Sonic Youth on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and on the accessmedia.nz app. Also, follow me on Instagram and Facebook at A Sonic Youth Podcast.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.